Boy, I tell you, politics does make for strange bedfellows. That's true, man. I read a quote in the paper 2 days after the election from Saddam Hussein, and he said, well, they had to wait 2 days to get a quote from him, you know. They had to wait for him to quit gut laughing. Some bunker in Baghdad, you know.
The elephant is dead.
Saddam Hussein says in this quote, "We have nothing against America. We just want to see George Bush beheaded and his head kicked down the road like a soccer ball." And I was thinking, that's so weird, because that's what I wanted to see. Wow, me and Hussein, we're like this. Who would have thunk it? He's a Hitler. You know, they find out, you know, Bush has been selling weapons to Iraq since whenever, and we knew that. I knew that during the Persian Gulf War. Those intelligence reports would come in. Iraq, incredible weapons. Incredible weapons. How do y'all know that? Well, we looked at the receipt. But as soon as that check clears, we're going in. What time's the bank open? 8? We're going in at 9. For God and country, and he's a Hitler, and hey, look, a fetus. So whatever you need, let's go. Whatever you, the apathetic, docile masses, need to get behind. Here, here's a fetus. Come on. Here's a little fetus, look. It's a little fetus. I hate this man all of a sudden. He's a hit. He's holding a little fetus. Tell you one thing, I'm glad fucking Bush lost to get rid of those pro-life fucks off my TV. That little fetus got more TV time than I did last year, goddammit. I don't know who that little fetus's agent is, but goddammit, that little fetus, he was on more TV than me. He has some, you're gonna be big one day, kid. You're gonna be huge. I'm gonna have you swimming in pools of formaldehyde, kid. You're gonna be a big fetus, yeah. I'm gonna have you the wacky next door neighbor fetus, kid. You're gonna be huge. Move out to LA, kid. I'll introduce you to some of Drew Barrymore's children. Come on, let it out. Let it out. Let it out.